在播放的歌曲呢，是来自于 One Direction 原成员 Louis 单飞以后的首支个人单曲 Back to You。 I'd be with someone else. I thought I would own the way I felt. Yeah, I call you but you never even answerBack to You 这首歌自发行以来呢，受到了各路乐评人的积极评价，不管是从韵律或者是音乐风格方面来讲，都有一种让人耳目一新的感觉。中速的节奏慢条斯理的讲着情感故事， You stress me out, you kill me, you drag me down, you fuck me up， 精神紧张，心情低落，情绪沮丧，痛不欲生，都已经被爱情折磨到这个地步了，却依然没有办法离开对方，爱情的苦从来都是自找的。好了，一起来听 Back to You， 回到你身边。I know you say you know me well, but these days I don't even know myself. No, I always thought I'd be with someone else. I thought I would own the way I felt. Yeah, I call you but you never even answer.I tell myself I'm done with wicked games, but then I get so numb with all the laughter that I forget about the pain. Oh, you stress me out, you kill me, you drag me down, you fuck me up. We're on the ground, we're screaming, I don't know how to make it stop.All my friends, they give me bad advice, like move on, get you out my mind. But don't you think I haven't even tried? You got me cornered and my hands are tied. You got me so addicted to the drama. I tell myself I'm done with wicked games, but then I get so numb with all the laughter that I forget about the pain. Oh, you stress me out, you kill me.之后呢，来一起看一下一句歌词。今天咱们要学的就一个单词，先听一下这个单词所在的句子。歌词他说 I thought I would own the way I felt. Yeah, 我以为自己会诚实对待自己的感觉。 I thought I would own the way I felt. 重点要讲的就是这个单词 own， 先是 o， 然后发一个own， 一气呵成 own，own， 这个单词的用法特别多，讲一天都讲不完的。但是咱们先来慢慢看一下，它可以作为形容词表示自己的、特有的，它也可以作为动词表示拥有、承认等等等等意思。先来看它作为形容词的这个功能 own。 形容词的时候它表示自己的，属于自己的，后面呢可以加名词，自己的什么什么东西。听下例句，我应该自己开间店了，不想再给人家工作了。 I should have my own shop. I should have my own shop. 那它也可以作为代词，我们都说代词本身就具有名词的这个意义在里面，那就作为代词的时候它表示独特的，自己的，有自己特点的，后面呢是不能加任何单词的。听一下例句，瞧吧，你看吧，我们有自己的问题的。 You see, we have a problem of our own. You see, we have a problem of our own.其实没有什么职业架构的，你必须要创造你自己的一个职业架构出来。 There is no career structure. You have to create your own. 我想要一个自己的窝。 I would like a place. Would like 想要 a place 一个地方。 I could call my own. 我想要一个属于自己的窝。他提出了自己的计划之一，与我的计划相抗衡。He countered, 抗衡 countered my plan with one of his own. 每支乐队都有自己的独特风格。Groups have a personality of their own. 这位年轻的女士对时尚有其独到的见解。This young lady has a sense of style that is very much her.好了，接下来我们看一下它作为动词 verb 的一个使用啊。Own 它表示动词，意思是有、拥有、承认。听一下例句，他大摇大摆的在镇上四处晃悠，好像这是他的地盘一样。那这个地方呢，就是拥有的意思。He struts around town like he owns the place. Strut, S-T-R-U-T, 表示大摇大摆的走，神气活现的走。He struts around town like he owns the place. 不要忘了你是我的。Don't forget that I own you.这对夫妇拥有了自己的房子，终于梦想成真了。 Owning a place of their own is a dream come true for the couple. 接下来我们要看几个跟 own 相关的短语。第一个就是 own 加上介词 up, up to it. Own up to it or own up to something or own up to doing something 表示坦白的承认某件事情，或者坦白的承认做了什么事情。例句，他承认偷东西了吗？ Did he own up to the theft? Theft 表示偷盗的意思， T-H-E-F-T. Did he own up to the theft? Own up to something. 你最好能够坦白的认错。 You'd better own up to your faults. 我希望你会爽快的承认你的错误。 I wish you would own up to your fault. 第二个短语，on one's own 表示某人单独的怎样怎样。 on one's own 单独的，独自的。这个 once 它的意思就是谁的，你的，我的，他的，他们的。例句，我自己一个人工作的时候效果是最好的。一个人工作的时候， I work best on my own. 我告诉他我有多害怕自己一个人。 I told them how scared I was of being on my own.我需要独处一段时间。 I need some time on my own. I need some time on my own. 下面一个短语， get your own back on somebody， 把你自己的背压到某人身上去，那就表示报复某人。 get your own back on somebody， 我发誓总有一天我要报复他。 I'll get my own back on him one day, I swear。最后一个 come 来的那个单词 come into your own 或者 come into its own， its its 物主代词，动物的物主代词。 get your own come into your own 或者是 come into its own 表示什么什么东西得到了充分的发挥。例句， 这么堵的时候，自行车就显出其价值了，或者自行车就得到充分的发挥了它的作用。When traffic is this bad, a bike really comes into its own. Just keep on coming back.Alright, that's all for today. 今天的科科听歌学英语内容就这么多了。I hope you liked the song I picked. Thank you for listening. I'm Linda. See you next time. You say you know me well, but these days I don't even know myself. No, I always thought I'd be with someone else. I thought I would own the way I felt. Yeah, I call you, but you never even answer. I tell myself I'm done with wicked games.But then I get so numb with all the laughter that I forget about the pain. Oh, you stress me out, you kill me, you drive me.